This USDA grant, this is pretty huge for the CRDF, isn't it?
It's really important because, number one, it's another excellent source of funding to complement what we're already doing. But more importantly, it's addressing an area of research that we've thought about over time, but we've never really taken on ourselves. And it's an area of psyllid control that probably is best funded by a national source or something that will benefit California, Texas, and Florida all. It's a little higher risk than a lot of the research we do. So I think it'll have the benefit of bringing this resource available to do some really good discovery science, and hopefully out of it will come an intermediate to long-term solution for psyllids.
This is kind of developing a new type of psyllid is the goal, right?
Right. The goal is to use what we know about psyllid biology and a little bit about genetics, perhaps, to find a psyllid that is not capable of transmitting the disease, and then kind of using a biological control approach, put that psyllid in the field and let it mix with the population and essentially dilute out the ability of the psyllids to transmit. So if fewer live psyllids out there are transmitting the disease, then the rate of spread is going to slow down. And it'll be particularly important in areas like abandoned citrus or dooryard citrus where psyllids aren't aggressively treated to get this psyllid out there so that it's not a threat to commercial citrus that is being treated for psyllids.
Realistically, the chance of success for this?
Well, there's now precedent in medical research, particularly relating to mosquitoes that have been released that are incapable of transmitting disease. So we're building on that precedent, but I think it's largely unknown. We have some areas of science that have come along in the last few years that makes it much more likely than it would have been 5 years ago. So we're optimistic, otherwise we wouldn't have put the proposal in.
What is the time frame for hopefully finding this, and who are the primary investigators?
Okay. The project has a 5-year timeline with the goal of having constructed the biology and find out what would make the psyllid incompetent to transmit the disease, maybe by the end of the third year, so that in years 4 and 5, we're really working on the rearing and starting to do the field testing and related things there. The project involves scientists from about 15 institutions, from University of Florida and USDA here in Florida, through Texas A&M to California, where we have UC Davis, UC Riverside, Caltech, California Department of Agriculture, Florida Department of Agriculture are both involved as partners in the monitoring and release. And then we have some other institutions like Oregon State, Washington State, and Wisconsin who have scientists that can really help us out in this area as well. So it's a pretty broad area with the citrus states in particular being well represented.
My understanding, University of Florida researchers kind of the coordinators of this, is that correct?
Well, CRDF is the applicant, and by the way, I should have mentioned Arizona. University of Arizona is playing a key role in this as well. But I would say overall there are about 8 core areas, and UF, some of the California institutions, Arizona are playing kind of the lead roles in those. So it's really a pretty well-distributed project, and CRDF is providing the sort of oversight role, and as the applicant, we have the management responsibility for it.
Anything else growers might want to know about this?
Like all projects that we support, one of the key areas that we've pledged in the proposal, we have an advisory committee from the stakeholders, and we'll be communicating regularly with the industries, not only here in Florida, but in Texas, California, Arizona, about progress and how things are moving along. So we invite everyone to stay tuned. We're real excited about it and hope it complements what we're already doing in trying to solve this problem.